This self-study course on the KWM 380 is a product of Collins Telecommunications Products Division of Rockwell International. Before beginning the KWM 380 course, a short description of the overall course and suggestions for using the course are required. This self-study program will cover the same material as would be covered in the classroom, but in less detail. Because you will not be able to ask questions, it is important that you listen carefully and follow the material through the schematics. After listening to a portion of the tape, stop the tape and study the circuits being explained to get a good understanding of their operation. While listening to the tape, pay close attention to what is being said and jot down notes that will assist you later in studying the circuits. The material covered in the self-study manual is divided into 9 sections, plus an introduction to the self-study course and self-study manual. Section 1 is a description of the KWM 380. Tape number 1 covers both the introduction and section 1. The second section is an explanation of the KWM 380 interconnect and is covered on tape number 2. Section 3 covers the receive signal path from the RF input at the antenna to the audio output at the speaker. The receive signal path is explained on tape number 3. The fourth section covers the transmit signal path from the audio in to the RF out and is explained on tape number 4. Section 5 covers the frequency synthesizer and is explained on tape number 5. The power supply is covered in section 6 and the control is covered in section 7. Both the power supply and control are explained on tape number 6. Section 8 in the self-study manual is the final examination, and section 9 contains reference information. There is no tape for sections 9 and 10. The self-study manual does not contain schematics for the KWM 380. Refer to the service manual for schematics. Remember that this self-study course may not contain the latest revisions or incorporate any service bulletins. Always check the latest Collins publications list for revisions. When you have covered all the material and completed the final examination, return the examination to Collins Training Department. A score of 70 or higher is required for the issuance of a certificate of completion. Turn now to the table of contents located in the front of the self-study manual. Read through the table of contents to become familiar with the material that will be covered and where it is located in the manual. When you have done this, proceed to the explanation of Section 1, which follows immediately on this tape. Section 1 in the self-study manual is a description of the KWM 380 transceiver. At the completion of this section, you should know the assemblies that make up the KWM 380, the specifications of the transceiver, the function of each assembly, and the installation and operating procedures. The KWM 380 is a microprocessor-controlled, fully synthesized, all-solid-state transceiver. The receiver circuits have full frequency coverage from 500 kHz to 29.99999 MHz in 10 Hz increments. Transmit operation is limited to 1.8 to 2 MHz, 3.5 to 4 MHz, 7 to 7.3 MHz, 14 to 14.35 MHz, 21 to 21.45 MHz, and 28 to 29.7 MHz in 10 Hz increments. Transmit output power is 100 watts in upper sideband, lower sideband, and CW. Features on the KWM 380 include built-in power supply and speaker, rate-selectable tuning to allow frequency changes in 1 megahertz steps down to 10 hertz steps, 2 built-in frequency register memories that allow split frequency operation, half duplex, on any 2 frequencies within the amateur bands, and LED frequency display driven directly from the microprocessor, variable passband tuning, and IF selectivity. The front panel meter measures signal strength in receive, and in transmit measures automatic level control, supply voltage, and forward or reflected power. The card cage construction, with the cards interconnected with ribbon cables, allows the cards to be removed for servicing while the radio is still operational without extender cards. Options for the KWM-380 include a remote control interface kit that allows frequency changes and the storage and recall of up to 10 frequencies with a customer-furnished 16-button external keypad. The optional speech processor is a new circuit that increases the average power of speech to produce more talk power without using limiting or clipping. The optional noise blanker is for use in transceivers located in high impulse noise RF environments. A choice of IF filters are available, including a 500 Hz CW filter, a 250 Hz CW filter, a 1.7 kHz RTTY filter, and a 6 kHz AM filter. Now let's look at some of the specifications of the transceiver. The primary power input is strappable for 105, 115, 125, 210, 220, 230, 240, or 250 volts plus or minus 5% at 50 to 60 hertz or 12 to 15 volts DC. The input power requirements are 120 watts maximum in receive and 600 watts maximum in transmit. Receiver specifications include frequency range from 500 kHz to 29.99999 MHz, tunable in 10 Hz steps. The receiver will operate in upper sideband, lower sideband, AM, and CW modes. Selectivity 0.5 microvolts or better for 10 dB signal plus noise to noise in the 2 to 30 MHz frequency range. Broadcast band attenuation reduces the sensitivity for 500 kHz to 2 MHz by about 30 dB. Selectivity, the 3 dB bandwidth, is selectable at 8 kHz or 2.2 kHz with the factory installed IF filters, and 6 kHz, 1.7 kHz, 400 Hz, or 200 Hz with optional filters installed. Up to 3 optional filters can be installed at one time. IF and image rejection is greater than 60 dB. Intermodulation distortion is minus 50 dB or better for 2 signals of 10 milliwatts each 20 kHz apart. The AGC, automatic gain control, limits audio output variations to not more than 8 dB for open circuit RF input variations from 2 microvolts to 100 millivolts. Receive audio output is not less than 3.5 watts into a 4-ohm load with not more than 10% total harmonic distortion. The line audio output is minus 10 dBmW nominal into a 600 ohm load. The audio output frequency response is no more than 5 dB of variation from 300 to 2400 Hz. Transmitter specifications are In the 160-meter band, 1.8 to 2 megahertz. In the 75 to 80-meter band, 3.5 to 4 megahertz. In the 40-meter band, 7 to 7.3 megahertz. In the 20-meter band, 14 to 14.35 megahertz. In the 15-meter band, 21 to 21.45. And in the 10-meter band, 28 to 29.7 megahertz. The transmit operating modes are upper sideband, lower sideband, and CW. Transmit output power is 100 watts PEP nominal. However, in CW or RTTY, power is automatically reduced to 50 watts after 10 seconds of key down operation. Duty cycle should not exceed 50%, and the maximum key down time is 15 minutes. With an optional blower installed, CW and RTTY output is 100 watts average with a 50% duty cycle and a maximum key down time of 1 hour at a temperature of 25 degrees C. At 50 degrees C, maximum key down time must be reduced to 30 minutes. Unwanted signal suppressions from the transmitter output are carrier minus 55 dB or better, undesired sideband, the 1 kHz reference, minus 55 dB or better, all harmonics, minus 40 dB or better, mixer products, minus 55 dB or better, and third-order distortion, 25 dB below each tone of a two-tone test signal. The synthesizer output is accurate within plus and minus 5 Hz after a 10-minute warm-up when the 39.6 MHz and 455 kHz oscillators are set to within plus and minus 3 Hz. The synthesizer is stable within plus and minus 150 Hz over a temperature range of 0 to plus 50 degrees C. The transmitter is designed to operate into a 50-ohm non-reactive load and will supply full power output with a VSWR of 2 to 1 or less. Output power is automatically turned down with a VSWR greater than 2 to 1. There are two audio inputs to the transmitter. The microphone input for a low-impedance mic with internal strapping for a high-impedance mic on units with serial number 50 and below. Units with serial number 51 and above are factory-wired for a nominal 3 kilo-ohm microphone impedance. Either a low- or high-impedance dynamic microphone may be used without modification of the unit. The line audio in, a 600-ohm unbalanced input, requires a 40 millivolt input for full RF power output. To operate the KWM-380 properly, it is necessary to understand the function and operation of the front panel controls and indicators. We will begin with the meter switch. This switch allows us to monitor any one of four signals during transmit operation. In the ALC position, the meter reads automatic level control voltage. In VC, the meter reads collector voltage of the final amplifier stage. In PF, the forward power output from the PA is displayed. And in PR, the reflected power is shown. Internal circuits disable the meter switch in receive so that the meter indicates relative receive signal strength regardless of the switch position. Receive signal strength is displayed in S units with S9 equal to a 100 microvolt hard or 50 microvolt soft input signal. The function switches include the MOX switch for manual receive-to-transmit switching. Pressing this switch in selects transmit operation. Switch out selects receive operation. The VOX switch enables the VOX circuits for voice-operated receive-to-transmit switching with the switch depressed. Push-to-talk switching is also possible while the VOX is enabled. With the optional noise blanker installed, depressing the NB noise blanker switch enables the blanking circuits. The PROC processor switch enables the optional speech processor when it is installed. With the AGC switch out, the automatic gain control circuits in the receiver are disabled, allowing the receiver to operate with maximum gain regardless of input signal strength. With the switch depressed, the AGC circuits are enabled. Release time of the AGC is controlled by the slow switch. Depressing the switch selects a slow release time and is usually used in single sideband operation. For CW reception, fast AGC release is available with the switch in the out position. There are two delay adjustments. CW delay adjusts the time between the last key-up action and the switching from transmit to receive. Single sideband delay adjusts the time between the last mic input to the VOX circuit and the transmit to receive switching. The two gain controls determine the level of audio input required for receive to transmit switching. The VOX controls the amplitude of the mic or line audio input signals, while the ANTI controls the speaker-to-microphone signal amplitude. The frequency readout displays the current operating frequency in 10 Hz increments. The frequency control switches determine the frequency increment affected by rotating the tuning knob. For instance, depressing the frequency switch on the left selects 1 MHz frequency increments. As the tuning knob is rotated, the frequency changes in 1 MHz steps, while lower frequency information remains unchanged. Depressing the sync button loads the frequency being displayed on the frequency readout to the VFO register that is not being used. With the lock switch depressed, the frequency tuning knob is disabled so that rotating it will not change the operating frequency. The frequency control switch marked with a vertical bar selects 1 kHz frequency increments. This allows the 1 kHz frequency to change with a 1 kHz roll around, while lower frequency information remains unchanged. The two remaining frequency control switches select 100 Hz and 10 Hz increments when depressed. Actual frequency selection is made by rotating the frequency tuning knob. One revolution of the knob provides 200 frequency increments for all frequency selection except 1 MHz, where it provides 20 increments per revolution. Depressing the spot switch while operating in the CW mode enables an 800 Hz tone that is matched with a received CW tone to spot the transmit frequency to the exact received frequency. There are four positions on the VFO switch: A, B, RATB, and RBTA. In position A, frequency storage register A is used in both receive and transmit. In B, frequency register B is used in both receive and transmit. With the switch in the RATB position, frequency register A is used in receive operation, and register B is used in transmit. In the RBTA, register B is used in receive, register A in transmit. The last two positions are used for split frequency operation. The small selectivity control, PBT, or passband tuning, is used to select upper sideband, lower sideband, or CW during receive operation. Because the passband is continuously variable, this control can also be used to eliminate interference from adjacent signals. The large selectivity control, BW, or bandwidth, selects the desired filter bandwidth. In the 8.0 position, the 8 kHz filter is selected, or if the optional 6 kHz AM filter is installed in place of the standard 8 kHz filter, it will be selected. In the 2.2 position, the 2.2 kHz filter is selected. This filter is normally used during single sideband reception. Logic circuits on the A3 receiver exciter board automatically select the 2.2 kHz filter during transmit operation regardless of the switch position. The OPT option 1, 2, and 3 positions select optional filters that have been installed. The mode switch determines the mode of operation. In the CW position, CW mode is selected. During transmit operation, upper sideband and lower sideband selects the upper or lower sideband, while in receive, upper or lower sideband is selected by the PBT control. AM receive selects AM operation only in receive. The transmitter does not operate in the AM mode. Both AF and RF gains are adjustable with the gain control. The small or inside knob adjusts the amplitude of the audio output, while the outside or large knob controls the RF gain. With transmit sideband operation, the mic carrier knob adjusts the gain of the microphone amplifier, and in CW transmit operation, it adjusts the RF carrier level. The front panel also contains a low impedance 4 to 8 ohm output phone jack. Connecting the phone disables the internal speaker and the external speaker output terminals on the rear panel. On units with serial number 50 and below, the front panel mic jack is for use with a low impedance dynamic microphone and is wired for a push-to-talk signal. A high impedance mic can be used by changing a resistor on the A3 receiver exciter board. Units with serial numbers 51 and greater are factory wired for a nominal 3 kilo-ohm microphone impedance. Either a low or high impedance dynamic microphone may be used without modification of the unit. Now that we have looked at the operation of the front panel controls, let's look at the various assemblies that make up the KWM-380. Paragraph 1.6 in the self-study manual contains a list of these assemblies. The KWM-380 is made up of 13 major assemblies, each given a designation A1 through A14, with A6 unassigned. Some of these assemblies can be further broken down to sub-assemblies, which are designated A1A1, A1A2, A1A3, and so on. A1 is the power amplifier assembly, which contains the power amplifier circuits, the ALC circuits, and various other transmitter protection circuits. A1A1 is a subassembly of A1 and contains the PA circuitry. A2 is the low-pass filter assembly and is made up of A2A1 and A2A2. A2A1 contains 5 low-pass filters, with filter selection determined by the operating frequency. A2A2 includes the forward and reflected power detectors and the TR relay. A3 is the receiver exciter board. The receive RF, IF, and AF circuits are located here, along with the AGC and the switching circuits required to switch modes or to switch from receive to transmit. Exciter circuits located on A3 include mic amplifier, vox circuits, modulator, IF and RF circuits, and ALC circuits. Injection or mixing signals used in A3 are from the synthesizer or oscillator assembly. A4 is the passband tuning circuit and contains the 8 and 2.2 kHz standard passband filters and may contain one optional filter. An oscillator, two mixers, a voltage regulator, and switching circuits to enable the selected filter are also a part of A4. A5 is the frequency synthesizer. The synthesizer is made up of 3 phase-locked loops, loop 1, loop 2, and the variable reference frequency loop. The synthesizer has a reference frequency input from A7 and receives operating frequency information from the microprocessor A8. The output from the synthesizer is a variable frequency injection used in the first receive mixer and second transmit mixer on A3. A6 is unassigned. A7 is the oscillator assembly and contains 3 crystal-controlled oscillators. The 39.6 MHz oscillator used in the synthesizer and receiver, a 454.2 kHz BFO, and a 455 kHz BFO. A8 is the control board, which contains the microprocessor. Inputs to A8 are from an optional remote keypad or the frequency control switches and frequency tuning knob and the VFO select knob. Outputs from A8 control the front panel frequency display, the output frequency of the synthesizer, and the low-pass filter selection on A2. A9 is the chassis assembly and includes A9A1, the power supply control card, and A9A2, the 24-volt regulator. The power transformer, rectifier, series regulator, fuses F1 and F2, and the on-off switch are located on the A9 chassis. Outputs from A9A1 include plus 14 volts DC, plus 5 volts DC, and plus 9 volts DC. A9A2 is a switching type 24-volt regulator. A10 is the front panel, which contains the previously discussed controls and subassembly A10A1, the frequency display. A11 is the optional noise blanker. The input to the noise blanker is the first receive IF, 39.145 MHz, from A3, and the output of A11 is a 39.145 MHz signal that returns to A3. A12 is the speech processor. The input to the speech processor is the audio output of the mic preamp on A3. The transmit audio is processed in A12 and returned to the A3 board. A13 is the passband tuning optional assembly and mounts on passband tuning assembly A4. A13 contains